The Zimrise director today asked the court to release him on bail, but his application was opposed by the prosecution, saying he was a flight risk. Submitting the application, Machisa's lawyer, Beatrice Mutetwa, said the accused is a good candidate for bail because he surrendered himself to the police. Machisa, who took the witness stand, told the court that he learned from the January 4th High Court hearing of Zimrise employee Leo Chamawinya that the police were looking for him, so he contacted his attorney, who then negotiated with police for Machisa to present himself at the station. Prosecutor Michael Reza said the state opposed the bail application because Machisa had been on the run since last month's police raid on Zimrise offices and subsequent arrest of Chamawinya. But Mtetwa argued that a client was not in the country when Chamawinya was arrested on December 14. She told the court that Machisa learnt of Chamawinya's arrest when he was in South Africa on his way to Poland to attend a three-day democracy conference in Warsaw, Poland. She said the accused then returned to his home and went to work as usual, saying that the police never looked for him at his house or his office. Mr. Reza said the prosecution has evidence to support the state's allegations of voter registration fraud, including voter registration slips, registration certificates, and a numbering machine recovered from the Zimrise offices during the police raid. Reza argued that this suggests that there is reasonable suspicion that Machisa was responsible or at least involved in the alleged fraud. Speaking for her client, Ms. Mtetwa denied that anything was recovered from the raid, while Machisa himself told the court from the witness box that records at his offices show that nothing was recovered during the December raid or when the police conducted another search this week, Monday, after his arrest. The prosecution alleges that Machisa and others at Zimrise were using fake voter slips with fake names and dates of birth, with one registered person alleged to have been born in 1894. The goal of the alleged fraud, according to Mr. Reza, is to disrupt or even invalidate the elections anticipated sometime this year. Speaking after the hearing, Ms. Mtetwa told reporters that politics is being brought into the case unnecessarily.
Well, that is what the prosecutor said, but you can see again that that is more clutching at straws than really realistically making submissions in court. That was more a political statement fit for a rally than for a courtroom.
Machisa's affidavit submitted to the court said it would be unjust to place him on remand over allegations against Zimrise as an organization. This follows initial court papers naming Zimrise as the accused. This prompted the state to amend the papers to include Machisa as the accused person. The hearing was briefly adjourned after Mtetwa protested against her clients appearing in court wearing shackles. Reza said this was being done for security reasons after a Kadoma magistrate fractured his arm following an assault by a suspect. The presiding officer ordered the shackles to be removed and urged prison authorities to provide adequate security instead of bringing suspects to court in leg irons. In his ruling on the bail application, Magistrate Tendai Mawe said Machisa was a flight risk and should not be admitted to bail. He ruled that his release would cause a public outcry, saying the nature and severity of the case is of national interest. Mawe then remanded Machisa until January 30th. In other court news, a United States citizen working with the Bill Clinton Health Access Foundation was today found guilty on his own plea of violating the Immigration Act. Accused of working in Zimbabwe without a work permit, American Jed Scott Westham was fined $400 and ordered to leave the country immediately. His lawyer, Harrison Nkomo, told the court that Westham was instructed by the Minister of Health to start working while he waited for the immigration authorities to process his work permit. He added that Westham's work was beneficial to Zimbabweans as his foundation provides free malaria and antiretroviral drugs. As of this hour, Westham was being held at the Harare International Airport awaiting deportation to the United States. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, This is Thomas Chiripasi.